March 17, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speak, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elijah Ubay. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihu kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Rain, communications, revelation from God. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 265, garden, light, rain suffices it. The Quran Surah 50, Ayah 9, rain sent down, charged. Allah comprises sending communications from heaven as rain and describes it in the Quran as a light rain steadily coming down. It is not described as been heavy noise with lightning, where almost in 1 minute it goes, it is gone. This is the way of joyful message affects us. God mentions a light rain is not only water. Rain has water and material substance, particles to help the earth, everything God created to communicate his will and plan to help his creation. Interfaith palm high, clean air fruit, the Quran Surah 50, Ayah 10, tall, stockly palm tree, Bukhari, page 158, believers like palm tree. Imams must get knowledge before they start teaching. People like palm trees hugging itself while growing up. And what it produced also, other than these things that are used up quick like garden vegetables, it also produces tall and stately palm trees with shoots of fruit stalked tall one over another. Like you love it so much, you are just hugging it over and over again while you are growing up. Looks like the tree is hugging itself, doesn't it? Just thinking to God, just thankful to God for what is going inside. And notice here is the sign from God. The tree goes up straight, and if it is a date tree or an olive, then it spreads out. It does not spread out too close to the ground, because if it does, its gifts won't go as far. So it goes way up there and it starts branching out. It is going to give you the fruit of a cleaner atmosphere, and it's going to give you the fruit of a higher graduation. That means that it's more knowledge. It went up higher for more knowledge. The lower the grade, the smaller the knowledge. So it went up high like the mountain, and it branched out up. It would not branch out down here like that. The date palm tree inside it has more fruit in comparison than the apple tree or any other tree. So up there, that little space is just has big clusters of fruit, and the flavor is more intense than the apple. The sugar is more, the sweetness is more, So I'm about to get up out of this seat and shout. My body does not want to stay in this seat. I'm going to get up. I had to get up. So there is a sign to tell the leaders of this world, especially we, Brother Emails, grow for a while before you start teaching people. Don't be so quick to think that you've got it all and you are going to start giving people information in your infancy, instructions for adulthood and manhood, and you are in your infancy. You are not Jesus Christ. You didn't, or you don't talk in the cradle. You cry and moan and groan in the cradle, laugh and make trouble. Get out of that cradle first. Go on up like that palm tree. And when you get way up there, the air is cleaner and the weather is a little cooler. So you went to a zone in your mind. You traveled by mind power and went to a zone a little cooler to a little higher region, all right? And you waited until you had graduated quite a bit before you spoke. And then you spoke, and you spoke delicious fruit. Praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tall, stockly palm trees with shoots of fruit stockpile one over the other. So these are not two descriptions of the date palm. So the date palm is a little different. Like you trim tree, they cut it so they will grow up to get more growth. The more strain on them, the less they can go upward. So they cut the tree then so they can go up high. And isn't it this way for the growth of our intellect? Paul said it. What he knew as a child, he could not use it anymore. He threw it away so they could speak as a man. So when they are cutting off the wrappings and leaving the stem, it is the tree, not the trunk. This is when you cut it, but it is what grows up as the post. So bark of the tree has no information. I have another picture now I want to share with you. A lot of trees, especially in the north, they are covered with bark. And in the Bible, I read, that is why I'm sharing it with you. That they are dumb dogs that can only bark. Now, the average preacher in these churches, they don't know that it is talking about the tree of knowledge, and they are dumb dogs that can only bark. Now, the bark is not really a part of the continuous growth of the tree. It is something growing on the outside of the tree, and it is giving protection, all right. It is covering the tree to protect the real life that is growing upward, but the bark can't teach you anything. You take the bark off and research it. It teaches you nothing, but you cut the tree and it gives you its age. It shows you how old it is. Every year there's another rain. So resurrection, the Quran, Surah 50, Ayat 11, sentence for Allah's servant. Resurrection is like growth for the society. The Quran says, as substance for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala's servant, and we give no life, new life therewith to a land that is dead. Thus will be the resurrection. So how can we miss this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling Muhammad prayers and the peace be upon him to whisper to us or keep secret. If you want to know what the resurrection is going to be like, he tells you it is going to be like growth for a society whose plants invest in the ground and in the earth. They invest in their land and trust God to bless it from heaven. Don't just think of weather now, like I did Labor Day weekend. And I like those who were with me. They supported me with their hearts and their spirit, with their money. They supported me, and rain did not come. I asked 2 months before, I asked some of you, go and consult the Farmer's Almanac and tell me what they are saying about this weekend. I was told that they were saying that they expect rain. So we are coming to the conclusion now. So we should understand. So this is just one reference to the resurrection, showing that a parable or picture of it is a town that is dead, not culturally developed, not industrially developed. And things happen to favor its birth and its development. So don't think about individual life and goals and souls, pardon me, that is taken care of by God. Don't worry about that. That is very selfish to think about your own self going to heaven and forget about all the other people out here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think community. And he raises us to be a community, not selfish island of individual interest. Inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after iftar and salat, we will all be free, no free as a person in this big society of ours, but free in the mold that God created for us. We can go further than the New York and Chicago, Los Angeles, and places like that. We can go as far as space will allow. So we can go to the end of the galaxy and beyond if we stay in the form of our father Adam that God made for all of his children. That is the freedom I'm talking about, the freedom to travel in the original form, kept in intact, please. Keep it intact, please. So rich have money because of the poor supporting them. The Quran, Surah 51, Ayat 19, poor have rights to your wealth. The people he was teaching were not educated people, and if he told them whoever learns a little bit, he is obligated to pass that little bit into another ignorant person. So we are supposed to be our brother's keeper. If you can't understand it in that high fashion, let me show it to you in a plain, ordinary sense of the word, of holding or protecting your brother in the world. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, told his followers, help your brother whether he is in the wrong or the right. And they asked him, dear messenger of God, prayers, peace be upon you, how is it that we should help our brother when he is in the wrong? He said, hold him back from wrong. So we must understand that our religion is not like that religion that says you are not responsible for the believers or the behavior of your brother. You are. And in another place, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, says, the Muslim is a mirror for his brother. A mirror will show you your defects if you look at it. If you turn towards the mirror, it is going to show you that which is crooked, wrong. Your face is dirty. It's going to show you. If you have an ugly expression on your face, that mirror is not going to make you look like a sweet dandelion or something. That mirror is going to show you just like you are looking. And if the mirror does not show you the way you are looking, the mirror is wrong. It is warped. But if it is a straight mirror, it shows you just what you are. It only reports what it sees, and it reports it correctly. So we must understand that. Shouldn't the strong assist the weak? Let us not be any longer victims of this society that synthesizes morally to ignore the weak amongst us, thinking you can't be responsible for the weak. Everybody has to make it for themselves. Anytime you accept that, you are accepting the law of the jungle, the survival of the fittest. We don't buy that. Western society brought that, survival of the fittest. And believe me, most of their rulers over us now, that is their law, survival of the fittest. And they say, hell, let's throw this out there into society. The one who be the one fit, the one that it destroys, they were not fit to survive. They go by the process of elimination, which what do they call it in science? Natural selection. And it means selection by adaptation, and those who cannot adapt, they are destroyed. So I say the strong should assist the weak. The weak, they assist the strong. So it is justice that the strong assist the weak. How have the strong gotten to be strong? Didn't they get strong with the help of the weak? Weren't they born from mother and father? They had to struggle. Many of them did not have education. They had to struggle to put the boy up in school. Then he gets strong. Doesn't he have a debt to the weak? So the Western world, doesn't it owe its scientific advancements to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, the unlettered community? Didn't it get its start back into the sciences on the backs of the Muslims who represented an uneducated society? So how can they now, knowing that ignorance and ignorant masses, and say the survival of the fittest? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, didn't say the survival of the fittest. He made Arabia fit. And before they were all ignorant, praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Muslim, he is the keeper, protector of his brother. And he must love for his brother what he loves for himself. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, said, no true believer can rest well at night knowing his neighbor is going to bed hungry. Or our heart must die to the open invitation that we have in this world to sin, and only then will we be able to open up our heart, open up ourselves to the invitation to live the upright life. So language, speech, not for individual, but community. The Quran, Surah 51, Ayah 23, sign you have intelligent speech. Then by the Lord of the heavens and the earth, this is the very truth as much as the fact that you can speak intelligently to each other. The Quran says, can't you see signs in the fact that God has enabled you to communicate with each other intelligently? That is a sign that God don't want you to live as an individual. He has made it possible for you to communicate with each other intelligently as long as we don't apply the rule of sense to our discourse or our communications. We are not going to be united. How can we unite with the Christians if the Christians gonna approach us or respond to us from emotional experiences? We can't come together. But because we have good Christian representatives, leadership here who are able to respond from something higher up and rings of human evolution and emotionalism, we have some unity here today. And we represent some collective leadership. This is the blessings. And God says that he has put us the ability to express ourselves intelligently and made it possible for us to communicate by intelligence or with intelligent expression so that we can become one. Self-eternal, divided, no communication within. How come I can remain one with myself? Don't you know once I lose intelligent communication within myself, my self becomes divided against itself? So when my moral nature can't communicate and make sense with my rational nature, then I have a war between my rational makeup and my moral makeup. So in order to have my own individual kingdom in peaceful order, I have to be able to communicate or to relate intelligently, inwardly, between my different forces that are working in my being. The focus of intelligence, the focus of passion, the focus of morality, all these forces are working in this one kingdom. And if I don't give them the language of intelligence, because God has not given us verbal language that enabled us to unite, is that right? So the Chinese speaks Chinese. I can talk to him. I haven't learned Chinese, but he's intelligent, and I'm intelligent. And we can overcome the barrier of Chinese and English. Is that right? And we will begin to grow into a new language of communication in time. But it takes intelligence. Seven heavens, two arrows, one bow. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayah 2 to 11, Muhammad ascension in seven heavens. Bukhari, Volume 1, 345, Prophet, seven heavens. Bukhari 1, 345, Prophet, seven heavens. 1, Adam, 2, Jesus, 3, Joseph, 4, Idris, 5, Aaron, 6, Moses, 7, Abraham. So prophets set steps in the community human development. So the prophet represents steps in community or social human development. So we have Adam, Noah, and many prophets. But we go from Adam to Abraham, prophets in scripture representing movement in society. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayah 7 to 16, prophet ascending race. Bukhari, page 1, 345, 4, page 4, 427, and 647. Prophets for Jews, Christians in heaven. God says, O believers, meaning God wants us to know that there are believers in heaven, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and they show our prophet the heavens, and the prophet said he saw Christians and Jews in the heavens. Care about self and others. If you don't care anything of the human life within God, sooner or later, causes you to not care about the human life in yourself. That will be your punishment. The Quran advanced other religions. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayah 7 to 17, Majah Muhammad ascension. The Quran, Surah 23, Ayahs 51 to 52, Prophet One Brotherhood. Bukhari, page 4. 429, heaven, seven prophets. Christian theology. Their religion itself is to advance by al-Islam, by the Quran, and Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. They have only been able to advance because of God's revealing the Quran and the putting Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, in the world as the leader. Whether they are Jews, Christians, or any other, Muhammad is their leader. When God took Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, up into the heavens and showed him the leaders in the past, beginning with Adam, he greeted them all as his brother, because prophets belong to the same fraternity. For what of a better word, the same order of messengers, prophets of God. So he ascended this order from Adam and Jesus Christ, Joseph, Yusuf, Idris, Aaron, and Moses, and Abraham. So Muhammad is the imam, leader of the prophets. So prophethood progressed and evolved to Muhammad. He greeted each of them as brother except for Adam and Abraham. He greeted them father. So this is in Judaism and in Christianity. So we know the first father is Adam and the second father is Abraham. So after greeting them, what did he do? He led them in prayer. So who is their imam? Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, is their imam. So their leaders, what is that to tell us? God was evolving and progressing prophethood and revelation. So it becomes complete for all the needs of mankind. And who was the last in that? Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. So who should we be? The leaders of the rest. One behind another to make contributions to advance his way. To contribute to the advancement or toward the advancement of his way. Then the last one to finish the job. He is the one that has it all. Those before him only had part. Tawheed, finger pointing meanings. So the Quran, Surah 53, Ayah 7 to 11, prophet on a higher horizon. Then it goes on to say that he did meet God on the far horizon. It did not say he saw God. But he said he met him on the far horizon. And it was as two arrows were fired from one bow going parallel, like I do my fingers when I say, Ashhadu an la ilaha. In the end of my prayers, I follow some of the spiritual teachings in al-Islam. I then say, Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Meaning from his firm conviction, united senses goes out, his spirit as the messenger of God, going out to do his work in the world. So where is he going? He's going into the center for all mankind, the Kaaba. So he's going there, bringing all mankind with himself, all that reach, that races and nationalities. All the people with their different interests and pursuits, bringing them to the original origin, the original nativity, bringing them there to witness their pure origin that God created for them, the place that will make them one if they all acknowledge that they will become one. So if they acknowledge their true origin, Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, spirit was pure. And his intentions remained pure. So it gave direction to his spirit and took his spirit to his original origin, pure origin. God raised him up from that place, Kaaba, up into the heaven, and took him on a journey to the far mosque, Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. After that, he went to Medina and established the Ummah, the community of al-Islam, Muslims in al-Islam. So the Quran, Surah 53, Ayat 9, distant two bow lengths. Man, material as bow, spirit as two arrows. So we believe in the inherent will. We believe that God created man's material substance as a bow and his spirit as an arrow. And his material substance one day will get tired of suffering and going the wrong way. And his own material matter is going to pull back the strain, the spirit, and fire a direct and fire a desire out as an arrow is going to take, show you how to go home. Indians fired arrows. You know the Indians, they used to fire an arrow to tell the rest of them where they were going. The chief or the one appointed would take an arrow and shoot it and shoot the arrow as far as it could in the direction they were supposed to go in. And all of them saw where that arrow went, and they would go right in that direction. So I guess when they get to that point, he would fire it again, keeping them going where they're supposed to go. Two arrows, human spirit and spirit of God. So the one bow, it doesn't just fire one arrow. The bow fires two arrows, but they are going to the one aim, one destination. What are the two arrows? The human spirit that God created us with, and the spirit of God in us. God did not create us with a human spirit without his spirit also being there. So that is why the human spirit is so powerful. God is always there with it, always present. And that is the power in your human spirit. It is God. The power in your human spirit is Almighty God. He's there just waiting on you to accept the better part of your own self. Once you accept your better life and you want to respect it, God comes into the spirit with you. He's you, and your efforts is not just your efforts. Your efforts is also divine efforts. Your efforts is God's efforts. So that's why in our holy book it says, they were seen firing in a direction, one direction, going to the same objective or to the same aim. The arrow fired from the one and the same bow, meaning that means strains inside to take his life forward. And that straining is like pulling back the bow, and it fires, has will and spirit. It fires it out for where it fired. It is not only his will and spirit. It is also God's will. And if we can wake up to believe that and accept that, we will never feel hopeless ever again. How can we feel hopeless or helpless, pardon me, if we believe what this is saying, that God has created us, but have not created us to be alone. He created us to have a will as a human, and that will is so powerful it can defeat the world. But God will not leave that will to battle the world by it. His will is right there with you, working with you to see you succeed God's will. The Quran, Surah 53, Ayat 2-11, Muhammad ascended in seven heavens. It didn't say Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, saw God, but it says that they went parallel as two arrows shot from the one bow, going to the destiny or to the target, to the aim. Who is that? God and Muhammad. Excellent, going parallel, together in perfect harmony, reconciled. Is excellent, reconciled with the will and the spirit of God. And they are going as two arrows, arrows only symbolic of spirit, energy forces, going to the one point or to the one destination, having one and the same aim, and then meeting the far horizon. This is Quran. So Allah symbolic of spirit, energy forces. It didn't say Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, saw God, but it says that they went parallel as the two arrows shot from the one bow, going to the destiny or to the target, to the aim. Who is that? God and Muhammad, excellent, going parallel, together in perfect harmony, reconciled, his excellence reconciled with the will and the Spirit of God. And they are going as two arrows. Arrows is only symbolic of spirit. Energy forces going to one point or to the one destination, having one and the same aim, and they meet in the far horizon. This is Quran. So the same two spirits are in our people, in every people, but they don't manifest so strongly. It depends upon the pressure, the condition that piles on you, whether these spirits will really become forceful spirits in us. So these two arrows were fired by the pressures and denial of our excellence in this world. They were fired. They were fired way back there in the days of slavery. And as slavery was pushed out of their way, they continued to see excellence, God with us. So what am I saying to you? God has been with us before we knew El Islam. God was with us before we called ourselves Muslims. God was with us. It's the same God, the same help, the same everything. And we cannot stop now. The Quran, Surah 54, Ayah 17. Quran, easy to understand. The Quran reads, memorize like seeds in time, you'll understand. Mind like earth, it takes time to develop what comes into it. So read the Quran more, learn it, commit small chapters to memory. Read it and commit more chapters to memory. Read the book over and over again. Don't just read it in the month of Ramadan. Read it weekly, daily, if you can, so that you can memorize more of the book and become better acquainted with the book. You will say, much of it, I do not understand. That's okay. Much of what you soak in from the TV, you don't understand. But you soak in it, you soak it in anyway because you like it. So this is better and safer. This is pure and perfect. For you, soak it in because you like it. You don't have to understand it all. When you put a seed in the ground, does it come forth immediately? The ground can't deal with it immediately. The ground has to wait for the right season. And then the nourishment has to come gradually to the seed. And in time, the seed bursts forth and shows what was hidden under the cover of the seed. Is that right? A corn plant or oak tree, an olive tree, a tomato vine. Is that right? All right. Do you think your mind is any different from the earth? That everything goes into your mind? You must understand it and get everything in it as soon as it goes into your mind? No, but don't reject things. Let it come into your mind, and it will grow. And when the right environment comes along, the right season comes along, you may be too cold for it right now. You might have to warm up a little. Sometimes the season is too wet. Too much water hurts too. But when the right condition comes, the life that is there will come out. So don't be afraid of knowledge. Don't be afraid of the Quran. Read it. Study it. Commit it to memory, if you can. The more you take it in, the more you will read. Al-Rahman has mercy in it. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1-4. Allah taught the Quran and created man. Al-Rahman has mercy in it. Why does it have mercy in it? Because it comes from a root word, Rahiman, meaning mercy. So Al-Rahman, Al-Rahim, comes from that root mercy. So one is mercy given as the Quran. Al-Rahman, Alima, Quran, Kalika, Insan. Elena Kurdain. And as the Surah Al-Rahman explains, once again, the root word Rahima, meaning mercy, so Al-Rahman and Al-Rahim comes from that root mercy. One is mercy given as the Quran, Al-Rahman Alim wa Quran Kalika Insan. Alima bayin ba alima ba alimahu bayin by bayin, as the Surah Al-Rahman explained. So the human being created for a second time. So the merciful God taught the Quran, Kalika Insan, created the human being for a second time. The human being was already created. He created him like he created the sun, the moon, and the stars, the earth, and everything. But now he is going to create again. Al-Rahman Alim al-Quran translated, he taught the Quran, and it looks like it is backwards. He created man. Someone might say, no, he created man, then revealed, and then taught him the Quran. No. The understanding is not there. The merciful God, he taught the Quran to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, Kalika Insan, and created the human person. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was already created. Perfect human being for the first time. They knew no wrong on him. He was truthful, honest, and he was called Al-Sadiq. The truthful in Al-Amin, the trustworthy one, the honest. He was not needing any moral perfect defect. He had moral perfection. So Muhammad was amongst the Hanifa, upright person. So he was an upright, honorable person before he knew anything about religion. He didn't know anything about religion as we know it. He knew human nature, and he was amongst those people of Saudi Arabia who believed that they should be the best in their human makeup, that they should live the best that is possible for them in their own human makeup, that is called Hanif. And he was of the Hanifah, the plural form of the word. The Hanifa were people who prided themselves in being the best of their human makeup. That is the kind of person he was. And God chose him to be the last prophet. Prayers and the peace be upon him, his servant and messenger, and mercy to all the world. So God is talking about when he says, Al-Rahman Alim al-Quran, the merciful God taught the Quran, Kalika Insan, and created a human person. So this is the second creation. I can give you plenty of evidence for this. So much evidence that nobody can argue with me. I'm telling you, will make you yourself crazy. Look stupid trying to argue with it because I can bring it. I can bring the whole Quran and Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon his life, to support what I say. No one is challenging me, and those of the immigrant community who secretly try to keep help from coming to us and to get you to go to them, they themselves, when they meet me, they give me the utmost respect, and they really love me too, but still work to undermine what I'm doing because they love their work more than they love me. They love what they are doing, and they love me. So the Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4. Allah taught the Quran and created man. The Quran, Surah 17, Ayat 79. Tahrir prayer raised you to a station. So the human being created for a second time. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 3, Allah created the human being. Kalika Insan created the human being for a second time. Your human being was already created the first time, like God created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and everything, but now he is going to create man again. Someone might say, no, he created man and then revealed and then taught him the Quran. No, the understanding is not there. The merciful God, he taught the Quran to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, Khalika insan, and created the human person. Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was already created a perfect human being for the first time. His people knew no wrong on him. He was truthful, honest, and he was called Al-Sadiq, the truthful, and El-Amin, the trustworthy one, the honest. He was not needing any moral perfect. He had moral perfection. So Muhammad was amongst the Hanif, upright person. He was an upright, an honorable person before he knew anything about religion. He knew human nature, and he was amongst those people of Saudi Arabia who believed that they should be the best in their human makeup, that they should live the best that is possible for them in their own human makeup. He was of the Hanif, the plural form of the word Hanif. God is talking about him when he says, Ar-Rahman alim al-Qur'an. The merciful God taught the Qur'an, Khalika insan, and created the human person. This is the second creation. Tawira, the tahajjud prayer, brings special reward. Tawira prayer raises you to a station, so you can work hard for God's guidance, even 24 hours, and sleep and wake up at night because thoughts are so concentrated on it. And it is so clear what you can find with the subconscious resting from the burden of the activity. The subconscious is still working, bringing something. You have to get up and write it down. It is too important not to write it down. And we are given to tahajjud prayer, and in Ramadan, tahajjud prayer, to break your sleep and wake up in the middle of your sleep. That is a special prayer that brings special rewards. Everybody has this saying, says that they are sleep, but something will wake them up, and they say, I don't want to miss this, and they will turn the lamp on, and they will write it down. So this is nature that occurs in people. It is telling us you have that, but you owe God for that. He is the giver of that. So we are going to establish a prayer. It is not a must, but you should pray. Make two rak'ahs, tahajjud. So two mercies, man's created, and the Quran. So the natural creation of man, then the creation of man by God, revelation, creates him anew. He sees the whole universe in a new light. He sees his purpose on earth in a new light. That is the second purpose, the second gift of God's mercy. So if from the second relationship, pardon me, from the social relationship, social ties, that birthed man's consciousness to reform his life, the social life pressures by the material life demand are from the material side. It demands on us, and its trouble eventually makes us appreciate the social life. And then we establish a social life and have the social life as the sacred life, and the material life supporting the social life. Al-Fatiha, I translated, I am not perfect, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. So we are lost to materialism. But the same God who gave us materialism for the good services and give us good leaders for the material interest, the same God will save us from death in material and give us a second portion of his mercy. So he redeems us. Redeem means to bring back something that was lost, to get back something that was lost. The Bible says, our baby, the beautiful behavior, is unlearned. The Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 30. So this is of your nature. This where you are constituted as a soul or a psyche. So you are constituted to have your natural life, unconscious behavior, and it is good until you let influences make it bad. The proof of it is every baby is born with an uneducated behavior. Look how beautiful that behavior is, ready to obey mama and become a fine member of the family, even though it be the son or daughter of the most horrific criminal ever existed upon the earth. There is no proof that babies are going to be any criminal when it is born. That is what the system of criminology established for the Western world. At one time, they differed and they were convinced for a short period of time to believe that criminal traits were inherited. And they were thinking about sterilizing criminals, but it doesn't last long. They finally proved that position is incorrect. So the Quran created man. The Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1, Allah taught the Quran and created man. Bukhari, page 147, servant girl will birth her mistress. Easter said east is not west. It has to come another time. Only east comes with Jesus Christ. He is a way of getting, he is a way to get to the West. He comes as the new life, new birth, new creation in its original nature created by God. So he says when he wants a servant, he creates one from amongst those he already created. And an explanation comes in Surah Rahman that Allah taught the Quran and created the humanity. It says in the Quran in Arabic, Al-Alamu Quran Kalika Insan, translated, he taught the Quran and created the human person from those who were already existing. Muhammad, the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, is the one who it is referring to directly. He didn't know revelation, scripture, but God revealed it to him. And then taught him, it says that we shall teach you, make you know and understand revelation by of teachings, by way of teaching. There are many references, not only one, that says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to teach him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ease his way, ease his difficulty, take the burden off of his offer him and teach him. So Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, he gives in his own words a hadith. He points to a time that is taught to be the end of time by the scholars and the deen. That time, he says, is the sign will be that the servant girl will give birth to a child for her mistress. We know that's Hagar. May God peace be upon her. She bore a child for Abraham, and Sarah was her mistress, and she was the handmaiden or servant girl, and she bore a child for Sarah and Abraham, and he became a prophet and is taught to be the father of the Arab Ishmael. Then the prophet said, some of the signs of the time with that the servant girl will have birth child for her mistress. Now he is saying the signs in the time, but that had already happened before him with his ancestor Ishmael. Another sign, he said, will be that the average common person will be competing with the big people in the construction of skyscrapers, tall buildings reaching up to the sky. So these sayings, according to the teachings of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, are to be understood in two ways. They are to be accepted just as they are given. That is really going to happen. I have lived to see African Americans trying to compete with the big rich people of Chicago, building high buildings. John F. Johnson, he built, or I think it was, bought, and he put jet on it. I don't think ebony was produced by him then. And you pass by there right now on Michigan Avenue, you can see Jet Magazine. It is not as tall as the other building, but it's down there competing. And I'm sure he didn't know that saying of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, but these things come to pass. We have to take them literally, but also if God blesses us with understanding, we are to know there is also an alluded to language that is not expressed. He said it is expressed and alluded to. So what is alluded to? It's competing with those who have higher knowledge. It is not only the material construction, but also competing with those who have higher knowledge. We don't know that the Quran revealed to us the most important construction is not the material construction. It is the linguistic. It is the linguistic or language construction. It says he laid the foundation of the house. It is talking about the Kaaba. But what is the more appealing, more revealing of the more enlightened concept? It is not that little physical structure we are looking at. The Quranic Arabic term for the construction is kawid, and the term for construction sentences with correct grammar is the same word, kawid, is the logic for sentence construction. So this higher understanding is not understanding that we get from looking at a material thing manifest or material, but from looking at the construction of revelation and how language is constructed. The building comes from blocks, material that we find on the earth, where we make blocks out of material we find in the earth, and we form a building. It doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from somewhere. Likewise, it is for God's revelation. It doesn't come from nothing. It comes from a prophet and from something that is already in the earth. Revelation begins with the natural, as God made it, which is earth, creation, that is made to support our material life, and it is a sign of revelation that supports our spiritual life and our whole life. All this is a continuation of what comes before. In the Bible, it is nothing new. So the Quran, Surah 55, Ayat 1 to 4, Allah taught the Quran. Genesis 2, 5, and 7. Man formed of the ground. Genesis 5:2, he called them Adam. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. I'm your host, Elihu Bey. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m. Insha'Allah, it only means that it pleased God. We thank New Africa Excellence Enterprise, Morad Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.